Mackie, got some weird news over there?
Montana man is pleading guilty to two felony wildfire crimes over a years-long effort to create giant sheep hybrids. Giant sheep hybrids.
Giant ones.
Yeah. 80-year-old Arthur Jack Schubarth owns an alternative livestock ranch.
All right.
That stretches for 215 acres, according to a press release from the Department of Justice. The DOJ says Schubarth tried to create the species by importing parts of large sheep species from around the world to create cloned embryos to implant in female sheep on his ranch.
Wow, what an angle.
His goal was to sell the species to hunting facilities. He conspired with five other people to begin the in 2013 to begin genetically engineering the giant sheep for high prices from shooting preserves. I don't know where the wildfire came from. That was the lead of the story, but it sounds like a horror movie.
It does. Wow. Well, is he successful? Does he have giant sheep to sell?
The island of Dr. Moreau. Those creatures, what are they?
Yeah, that's probably the way it goes at that place. Why not just breed the biggest ones? Continue to breed the bigger ones?
He's trying to make them even bigger, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Giant sheep.
Joseph and Susanna Landa, they bought a $2 million home in Queens, New York. They haven't exactly been able to move in, though, because there's still a squatter living there. I had a friend who lived in New York and told me this basically the same story.
Yeah?
He said it's almost impossible to get rid of somebody out of your rental property if you don't do it, like, right away somehow, or if you don't have proof of something. The Landis bought the home 5 months ago. Brett Flores had not vacated. Flores claims that he has permission from the previous owner, who has since passed away, to stay in the house. The home previously belonged to Bernard Fernandez. Flores took care of the elderly man until his death. According to the New York City rules, Flores is a tenant and must be legally evicted. The next hearing is scheduled for April. So they bought the house. It's like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And they can't move in. The squatter's still there.
Yeah, some places have pretty...
Wow, the stringent laws are out of control in New York, I think, Mackie.
Squatter's rules. Yeah, they have some of that in the... I've heard that in some Caribbean countries that they have... If you leave your house for a while and somebody moves in, tough luck for you.
Yeah. It's evidently they've really got to have proof or some sort of way of doing it that's very legalistic. What a bizarre deal, though. I'd hate to be that family that just bought this home and can't get in there.
Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are entering into the restaurant business together.
Oh, yeah?
The Super Bowl champs are opening a steakhouse at Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. Good spot for it for the Kansas City teammates.
I guess, yeah.
The restaurant will be called 1587 Prime, which is a combination of their jersey numbers. Sure, 1587. It'll span two floors and have hyper-subtle nods to their accomplishments on the field. According to a hospitality group, Noble 33, the restaurant will open early next year. Well, if those guys are there on a halfway regular basis having dinner, it's going to be packed all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A UK thief received 2 years in jail because the hole that he made was just not quite big enough. The theft occurred on October 2023 at the Royal Lancers in Nottingham Yeomanry Museum. So Graham Gallen was accused of cutting a hole into the floor of the museum and making off with antiques. The police suspect that Gallen never entered the museum, instead grabbed objects in the museum using a tool and a camera.
No
kidding. So he's got some sort of robotic setup.
Yeah.
That snatches things off the floor of the museum and drags them through this hole.
Drops them in the hole.
However, Gallen had to leave behind a chalice that was too big to fit into the hole, and the artifact contained his DNA.
Oh, boy.
Evidently, he really tried to go after this when it got stuck, left a little of his own DNA on there. Unfortunately, some of the stolen objects have not been recovered. Police are still investigating possible accomplices in the whole deal.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty. Why can't they use their smarts for good?
Right. Yeah. Or I can see this coming to, you know, FBI International.
I thought it was going to be something I'd do. You know, you think you're going to rob something, so you cut a hole in the wall for your getaway.
Yeah.
And then you don't realize your midsection can't get through the hole till you're trying to escape.
Yeah. Well, that's a very plausible kind of theme as well.
Pretty sure I can get through there.
Mm-hmm. Good storyline.
Yeah.
Let's work that in there, too. Some weird news as we get going. A woman cleaning out her deceased father's home, dearly departed dad, came to a shocking discovery. She found a live grenade. Kendrin Sims Brackman was going through the Quebec residence when she found the grenade in a toolbox. Yeah, good place to keep a grenade, Dad. I'll just throw it in here with my lockjaw pliers. No problem. Good grief. I'm like, what do you do with it? She said, do we pick it up? Do we drive it to the police? Brackman talking to her stepsister. The pair called the police. They confirmed that it was an antique grenade, and it was live. The grenade was secured and transported away from the scene. The Canadian Armed Forces reminded the public not to touch something that looks like an unexploded ordnance, to leave the area and call the police. I guess that's basically what the girls did. They said, I think we better call somebody on this one. Good plan. YouTuber accused for supplying snake venom at raves. That's the headline on this story. How bizarre is this? Indian YouTuber Elvish Yadav has been accused of supplying snake venom to be used as a party drug. Yadav has about 15 million YouTube subscribers and has won an Indian version of Big Brother, so he's a pretty popular dude. Yadav has denied the allegations, which came after police recovered 9 snakes, including cobras, from a party. Yadav has agreed to fully cooperate with the police. In the past, snake venom has been used as a recreational substance in India. Wow. Man, people are crazy, are they not? Is it just me? You got to fight for your right to die. Snake venom. You're actually using that to somehow get a high of some sort? Wow. This was in the news over the weekend. We had the Judy Garland Wizard of Oz slippers come home to the rightful owner, right? But a second man has been charged in connection to the theft of the pair of ruby slippers. The ruby slippers, which were worn by Judy Garland in the film, were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum by a man named Terry John Martin. We've had it in the news. Now, 76-year-old Jerry Hall Solitterman is in trouble for his alleged role in the scheme. Solitterman made his first court appearance in Minnesota this weekend, where he was charged with theft of a major artwork and witness tampering. An indictment against him says that Solitterman received, concealed, and disposed of an object of cultural heritage between the years 2005 and 2018. So there's still not all penalties paid as of yet with that whole deal. And a Florida woman is under arrest after 3 kids in her care consumed milkshakes tainted with THC gummy candies. The sheriff's office says it responded to the medical center in the Keys where the 7, 8, and 9-year-olds were recovering, thank goodness. The kids accessed the drugs to make unicorn milkshakes, quote-unquote. The 34-year-old allegedly admitted to having the drugs unsecured, and she remains behind bars. So, way to go, Ace. This was kind of interesting, I thought, in the weird news today, that the NBA championship ring that Kobe Bryant gave to his father is up for auction. The 14-karat gold ring is a copy of the ring that was awarded to Bryant after the Lakers won the 2000 NBA championship. That was the first championship of Bryant's career. The ring also features 40 diamonds, the Lakers logo, Bryant's name, and his number at the time, 8. It's being auctioned online at Golden, and the auction ends on March 30th. So if you're an NBA guy or gal and maybe a big fan of the Lakers over the years, maybe just a Kobe Bryant fan, who knows what that's going to bring as far as the money goes. They don't really put a price tag on it or value on it right here, but could end up being some big dough. An English woman woke up with a Welsh accent one day. We've heard of this before. We had somebody waking up with the English accent on the show after being knocked out. Well, an English woman woke up with a Welsh accent one day, despite having never visited the country. Zoe Coles can now roll her R's, and she's often asked if she's from Cardiff. She developed the condition, which she suspects is a foreign accent syndrome, in June of 2023. Only 150 documented cases of foreign accent syndrome exist worldwide. It is usually thought to be by traumatic brain injury or injury to the brain somehow. Unfortunately, Coles now says that she doesn't feel like she fits in anymore. She feels like, I don't belong here and my accent is different. You grow up and develop a way of speaking, Coles says. That has been taken away from me. It doesn't say anything about any accident or brain trauma for her, so that's a weird one. Just decided to start speaking with that accent, the Welsh accent. This is a bizarre story. Imagine if this was happening in your neighborhood. UK residents in Lambourne and Hungerford are on the lookout for a cat shaver. Some cat owners have taken to social media to report that their pets come home with their fur shaven off. What in the world, right? Keep your cats inside, the post says. The phantom cat shaver is about again. So evidently this has happened before. One Lambourne homeowner wrote, another said that the cat has been shaved multiple times. Their cat has. 84 incidents have been reported between December 2022 and March 2023. It's suspected that the cat shaver lures the animals with treats before grabbing them. Is this person just really sick of cats roaming the neighborhood? That'd be my first question. And so they've decided, you know what? These people want to keep their cats at home. Maybe they'll do so if I start shaving their cats. Or is the person just that weird? They've got some sort of a weird thing. You know what I'm saying? Bizarre. One more story for you. A Texas woman is going to jail for trying to sell a spider monkey on Craigslist. Savannah Valdez was previously caught smuggling a monkey in from Mexico, put on probation, evidently not finished with whatever she feels like needs to be done on this front. This time, the Houston woman was sentenced to just over 1 year behind bars. In addition to the primate, Valdez posted ads on the website offering exotic birds for sale. All of her animals have been transferred to zoos. Mm-hmm. So she just thinks, well, I don't see anything wrong with this. Authorities have something else to say about it, I guess. Her son's name isn't Ross or something like that, is it? Remember Ross on Friends? Didn't he have a monkey on that show? I think he did. Here's what's happening as far as weird news goes. The heaviest blueberry has been grown in Australia. This is the heaviest ever produced, evidently. The large fruit took a year to grow, weighs about 70 times as much as a regular blueberry. Costa Group grew the berry in Corindi, New South Wales, and it weighs 20.4 grams. Came from the Eterna variety. Some commenters on Instagram expressing their desire to eat the giant berry. No word on how it might taste. I mean, if the size has anything to do with taste, it'd be interesting to know. One of the commenters said, I can prepare 2 blueberry mojitas with this one. Yeah. Well, you don't have to have it in alcohol. You could have it on ice cream or something like that. A Florida man who was out hunting. And how does this happen? Come on. A Florida man who was out hunting reportedly mistook a man for a turkey and shot him in the head with birdshot. Wow. number one, where are you aiming? You know, is the guy laying on the ground? That's the other question, I guess. The Sunday morning incident in Bunnell required the victim to be airlifted to Halifax Health Medical Center, and he was expected to survive. Thank goodness. I don't know what kind of damage he's done, though. Bennett expressed remorse for the shooting and showed officers where the incident occurred. Did he think that the turkey was flying? Is that why he had his gun up that high? I'm not sure. Police reported it's unclear if charges are going to be filed at this point. Be interesting to find out how that story unfolds in the end. Either the guy's an idiot or, you know what I'm saying, gun safety. This just doesn't seem like it's possible for your average hunter, that's for sure. Matthew Kupfer received a cookbook as an anniversary gift. Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you very much. But it didn't take long for the journalist to realize something was off. I'm pretty sure the cookbook was written by AI, Kupfer wrote on X. The book titled The Complete Crockpot Cookbook for Beginners by Louisa Florence begins by explaining what a crockpot is. I guess, yeah, maybe that needs to be explained in the cookbook. It then goes into the history of women using crockpots in the 1940s, but Kupfer noted that the language sounded off. Now, he goes on to say women were required to prepare dinner in the morning before they left for work so that when they returned in the evening, they can successfully complete the food preparation. That's the way the book reads, right? That's the quote. Poor sentence structure. I've seen stuff like this written online, and I think, of course, that's AI. And that's what he thinks, too. Author Louisa Florence also does not seem to exist outside of Amazon, which is maybe another clue that is AI. In any case, I'm looking forward to trying some AI-generated recipes, Kupfer concluded. Yeah, just watch what you read. Not everything is written by a human being anymore, and some of it makes no sense at all. Some weird news to get us going. Some scientists are considering putting a railroad on the moon. The U.S. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency planning a network of rails that could transport people and supplies on the lunar surface. Aerospace company Northrop Grumman could bring this concept to life. DARPA, D-A-R-P-A, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, also did a study on how to best create an economy on the moon. This could include mining and robotics. Yeah, I think I've heard a little bit about the mining desire to do that. So we're excited to get things started, said DARPA program manager Michael Nyack. Wow. Let's get some mining going, run a rail, see what we can process on the moon, maybe ship it back. Unmanned space vehicles, bringing back some of the, you know, valuable minerals from the moon back to Earth so we can make more cell phones. That's about it, right? Three boys between the ages of 11 and 16 were taken into police custody in connection with a bank robbery in Texas. Authorities say that the boys gave a bank teller at a Houston-area Wells Fargo a threatening note on March 14th. The boys did not show a weapon. They have been called the quote-unquote little rascals due to their age range, 11 to 16. The boys have been charged with robbery by threat, and authorities did not reveal how much cash was taken or whether or not it was recovered. But these kids are going to get charged in this robbery. Of course, they're underage, so who knows exactly how long they are punished, but we'll see. It's tragic that somebody that's 11 years old would even think that that's a cool thing to do. Somehow it didn't seem real probably to them. You know, it's like playing a video game at that point probably, huh? I don't know. It's disturbing in ways. French brand Coperni has created a 37-gram version of its swipe bag. The accessory is the world's lightest handbag and is made from a material called aerogel. Aerogel is made up of, get this, aerogel is made up of 99% air and 1% glass. The material is between something that does and does not exist. It, too, is in this in-between state, like an angelic state. Thus the aerogel, I guess. That from the Ioannis Michaelides made that comment. I'm sure I got that name right. Let me ask you something. What's the durability on this bag? If it's 99% air, can you even, like, carry your credit card in it? Or can you carry your phone in it? It's 99% air, 1% glass. Interesting. And an Australian man is dead after trying to protect children from a highly venomous snake. Paramedics in Queensland were called to a childcare facility near the city Townsville this week, where they found Jeremy Brooks in critical condition. Brooks was bitten multiple times on the arm by an eastern brown snake while trying to remove it from the facility and away from the kids. The eastern brown has enough venom to kill 20 adults in a single bite and is considered the most lethal snake in Australia. So this guy basically gave up his life for these kids. It took multiple bites, and it just takes one bite or less than a bite basically to get 20 adults. Man, oh man, the guy had to be really dying from the venom by the time the help got there. You know, it makes me wonder. We get all these snake stories out of Australia. Is that part of the reason? I'm speculating, of course, but is that part of the reason why the English wanted it to be a penal colony in the first place? They thought, well, nothing but snakes here. Send all of our prisoners to Australia. And then it seems like every story you read about the snakes being captured, they let them go again. I don't know. It's out of control.